I've always prided myself, and regardless where I've been as a player, coach, manager, that we've always worked in a very positive environment. But the single biggest reason why we have a positive environment at the football club is because everybody knows that how well we've actually been playing as of recent times. Not the first seven games. We are, in terms of league position at the moment, where we are because of our first seven games. We took 2 points from those games that wasn't good enough. From that moment on, we've had the form of a team that would be round about the top 10, top 12 in the league. So we know over the course of the season we'll get ourselves away from trouble and finish in a decent position. And then, as I said before, having done that, we then look for the investment at the right time to get us back challenging where we want to be. So certainly in my eyes, I have a clear vision, a clear plan of how we move this ahead. We know exactly what we want to do and when we want to do it. And that's why, as I say, it's always a positive environment here. And you're right, in our game, if there's any negativity, that helps no one. So you've got to make sure that you're positive, you're vibrant, you're energetic. But equally, everybody knows their purpose to it. It's not just a case of being, all right, we're bouncing about, but there's got to be an end product, there's got to be a purpose. And we've been showing as of late that we're playing well. Saturday was great because not only did we play well, we got the points that our performance merited. We hadn't done that, if truth be told, in the games previous to that, because we felt we were worthy of something at Aston Villa. We should have beaten Wolves, albeit it was a terrible decision that led to their equaliser from the linesman. So we know the margins are fine, but equally, we know there's a lot to be pleased about. What we've got to do is keep working hard, keep sticking together, keep pushing on, keep getting better and striving to improve this wonderful club.
And you talk about, you know, obviously you come in with a plan and a timeline of how you think you'd like things to go. At the minute that we're approaching the end of November, are things going to plan?
Well, it's very simple. Listen, we'd all love to be at the top end of the league, that goes without saying, but we've got to understand within the Championship club spent £200 million buying players in the summer. And from that, we spent £200,000, or just over £200,000 of that £200 million. We actually brought £10 million in with it. So, you know, you've always got to give balance to it and understand, you know, if somebody, for example, a Newcastle has spent 70, 80 million, then you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to have a very good team because of what they're spending. But within what we're doing, I think we're getting better. I think there's still, you know, lots of room for improvement, lots of things that, you know, come January even I would look to try and freshen up and take us on to the next level. But there's no doubt that what we are doing as a club in terms of the people here, they're working their socks off to rectify that. And I think at times we've shown some very good performances. We've shown that there's some very good players at the club. Some of the ones we've brought in, young Gallagher continues to excel. As you mentioned, we'll get Graham back fit. Emnes has been terrific when he's been fully fit and available. Charlie McGrew stepped in and, you know, he's a wonderful player. So we are building, I think, some very a good team and some very good players. But we're not the finished article yet. We know there's a lot of hard work ahead of us.
Let's talk about the next game then. Newcastle on Saturday at St James's Park. They average over 50,000 for a home game. Top of the league. They won their last nine in all competitions. 5 points clear at the top of the Championship. Do tests come bigger than this in terms of Championship games?
No, well, the level we're at, then of course, people would envisage that Newcastle would have been the toughest game of the season. So we're under no illusions about that. But I've got to say, what a fantastic game to look forward to. I mean, everybody probably wrote us off already. And if they have, then they've obviously not watched our recent performances, because we certainly believe that we're doing enough to trouble opposition. And Raf, I mean, I know Raf well from our Premier League days. Being up there and playing against Newcastle in those Premier League games, and the atmosphere will be the same again because they sell out every week. Such is the passion of our fans. But equally, we've taken the travelling support to all our games and they've got behind the team, and we want to go well and be representative of them and do well in the game, and I believe that we can. To do that, we need every one of our players going out and being at their best. And if we are, we've shown already, been to, you know, Derby and won, been to Aston Villa and showed the result. We've went to big arenas against very good teams, as Newcastle are. So it's a great game to look forward to, and one I'm convinced, if we're at our best, we can leave there with a positive result.
These are the kind of games that you don't need to give your players any extra inspiration for.
Of course. Listen, it's a great game. The players, I think, I always felt as a player you wanted to play against the best players and the best teams. And Newcastle affords you that opportunity. As you've mentioned, there'll be nearly 60,000 there singing their hearts out, getting behind the team. What a great game to go in that arena and stand up and be counted and say, well, do you know what? You've got good players, but hey, I'm a very good player. I work in a very good team and show your quality. So for me, that's what it's about. It's going there, standing big and strong, passing and moving that ball and being ready for a big challenge. But one, as I said before, that we're really everybody at the club looking forward to.
What can you tell us about your experiences of coming up against Rafa Benitez in the past? You mentioned previous encounters in the Premier League.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, Rafa was obviously at Liverpool at the time and again had a, had an array of talent. That goes without saying. I mean, I met him obviously again in the summer at the manager's meeting, and he's a real football man. He loves the game. You see his quality, his records as a manager. It's there for everyone to see. But he's a very nice man, I've got to say, you know, out with that when you meet him socially. He's a lovely man. He's passionate about the game as we all are. And I know as he does, for the duration of that game, we'll be doing everything in the power to win that game for our clubs. So after that, as I say, we'll always pop in and say hello, because that's how we operate at this football club. So I look forward to seeing him after the game. But for the duration of that game, we'll be doing everything we can to try and win it.
How important will the first goal be on Saturday in terms of, you know, conceding within a minute last Saturday against Brentford and the way that you reacted to that? But it could be very dangerous to do that against Newcastle when you look at the squad, look at even the talent that they've got on the bench and how dangerous they could be.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, none of us in the league like to be conceding goals, never mind early goals, because obviously it can be the catalyst for the opposition to take a hold of the game. And against a team like Brentford, I've got to say, Brentford are a team that prior to last week, when they've taken the lead, they've never lost this season. So, which again shows the quality within our team that we're prepared to pick ourselves up. I think we were the only team in the Championship last week that went behind and came back to win, because we've got heart, we've got spirit, we've got character, and we've got very good players. So as I say, we continue, I think, to get better in that respect, and that's what we've got to do moving forward. I mean, that's not something we'll be talking about in terms of losing an early goal. We want to make sure we are on the front foot from the first whistle, and when we can, being the aggressors in terms of trying to pass and move and create chances, and ideally let's get in front. So regardless of that, you know, whatever happens in the game, this group will be ready to take that challenge on. And I think Cardiff, last time it lost an early goal, the game ended up finishing 2-1. Newcastle had been 2-0 up. Cardiff rallied in the second half and came back into the game. So as I said before, we've seen all the opposition teams playing there. We know the margins. We know when Newcastle are very fluent and you know, get everybody behind them, they can be a force to be reckoned with. But equally, we've also shown as well that we can play a little bit. So that's what we'll take into the game, looking to start the game well, looking to try and play in the front foot and ensure that, you know, they're in a real tough game.
And there could be a possibility for a reunion with Grant Hanley after his move up to the North East in the summer, although I don't think he's started a league game since August. What have you made of his progression?
Yeah, well, again, I think it shows you the strength of Newcastle's squad. That Grant, who we all know is a very good player and a really nice young man, has found himself, you know, that he's been on the bench, or, you know, he's started a few games. But just in a moment, Lascelles and Clark have got the two starting slots. But again, football can change quickly, you know, so we'll prepare for any eventuality in terms of Newcastle do change their team. I mean, they made a number of changes last week from the team that won previously to that, and it might very well be again. But when you look through their team, they've got good players. I mean, Gayle's in tremendous form, isn't he, scoring goals. Richie, and, you know, in the wide area is Gouffran. I mean, they can all pop up. Shelby's a terrific player. Colback, I mean, you get through their name and your team and you think, well, that's bona fide Premier League players. So we'll be ready for any eventuality, looking forward to the game. And but in Grant's case, yeah, it's one of those ones that we spoke about earlier about players. When you're out of the team, you've just got to make sure that every day you're working your socks off in the training ground, so when that chance presents itself, you're ready to take it and stay in the team irrespective of whatever club you're at.